touching toes, and all that jazz. After my first fight with Michael, I fell in love with Billy. Here's a B&B that doesn't look too expensive. I circled the number with a pen. I hope they have a decent room since we didn't plan ahead. It's going to be 8 hours of straight driving before we get there. Halfway through our honeymoon, Seattle to California was just a little too long in the car. Michael didn't seem bothered. Sure, that's on the way to Yosemite. Should be good. Can you give them a call and see if there's a room? Okay, but for the umpteenth time, quit speeding. I stared at the speedometer, hoping it would go down. I am not speeding. We have it on cruise control, and I'm going the same speed as everyone else. I narrowed my eyes. Michael, really, you're speeding. Please, it doesn't hurt to slow down. I put my hand on his lower arm and he wriggled away. I'm not speeding. Yes, you are. Katie, I think you have issues with people going faster than what you are comfortable with. Whatever. I looked out the window and grabbed the phone. I closed the book and looked intently at the towering redwoods lining the highway. 30 minutes passed. Michael, please slow down. The cops are going to pull you over. Katie, you're not driving. I am, and I am not speeding. Yes, you are. Michael remained quiet. I think I hear something. Can we turn down the music? I asked, feeling smug and a little nervous at the same time. I saw flashing red lights in a rearview mirror, and Michael slowed to a stop on the side of the road. A cop issued Michael a ticket, and I stayed quiet until Michael had driven several minutes. See, I told you were speeding. You didn't listen. Michael's knuckles turned white on the steering wheel. His jaw clenched. I didn't need you to tell me that. We didn't speak for the next 3 hours. Our green convertible slowed to a stop on the crest of a California hill, and I admired the fist-sized peach and lavender roses. Let's pretend like we love each other, I said as I unfastened my seatbelt. We do love each other, we're just mad at each other. We took a small suitcase out of the back while a young couple came to meet us. It was 9 p.m. and I wasn't in the mood for chit-chat. Welcome to our home. The breakfast is some of our gourmet cooking with freshly squeezed juice from oranges in our garden. You have come at a great time of year as everything's in bloom, said the woman with short, wispy blonde hair. Her partner took our bags and escorted us through the hall to our room. Old instruments hung every few feet in the corridor. Do you play any of these? I asked, forcing the conversation. Yes, I am a jazz musician. These are some of the ones I've collected over the years, said the man who pointed to a saxophone mounted on a wall. Each room is decorated in a particular jazz theme. Breakfast is at 8, per your request. Please enjoy, he added and opened the door. We entered the dimly lit room and smelled a fragrant, fresh-cut pink and crimson bouquet. Fluffy beige towels were stacked on our king-size bed, and on a stand was a record player. I poured a glass of mineral water and sat in a chair that faced the back patio. Michael turned on the player, placed the needle on a record, and then went and sat on the corner of the bed after taking off his shoes. Soon, a female's low tones floated in the air. She had a light, rhythmic manner, and her melodies fit the emotion of each song. Lover Man, Oh Where Can You Be, played. It was easier to listen to the music since I had run out of words to say, and though part of me wanted to slow dance, neither of us moved until the record stopped. I turned off the machine and looked at the album. Billie Holiday. I think I've heard the name, but never heard her music. She's an original jazz singer. I like her. I pulled back the thick duvet, climbed in next to Michael, and slid my foot close to his, which felt warm. We touched toes in the dark. Michael leaned in and whispered in my ear, "I'm sorry I got a ticket. You were right." He grabbed my hand and we intertwined our fingers. I pulled in closer. "I forgave you an hour ago." And I rested my head on his upper arm. But please, please forgive me for being a nag. I even annoy myself with all the nagging. We touched toes again. It was advice we had received from an older couple before we married. If you couldn't touch toes at night, then there was more to talk about. The next morning, we ate freshly picked fruit, smelled the largest roses I'd ever seen, and listened to more of Billy as we felt the enchantment of being on our honeymoon.